broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and we have two guests with us in the studio today. Joining us on the show is Wayne Stoneback with Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate and Becca Parker with Live Arts Theater. Thank you to both of you for joining us today on Gwinnett Business Radio. We'll start with you, Wayne. Good morning, Wayne. You're with Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate. Quite frankly, just an easy question to start off with. Tell us all about your company. What does Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate do?
Well, Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate is actually a member of the Carrington family of companies. There's 18 companies that were created by Bruce Rose. He's a former New York Wall Street securities broker, and he got into the mortgage end of the real estate business. And as things progressed, he got into title work, got into escrows. And then the logical next step was get into real estate. So Atlantic and Pacific is a real estate company where we primarily focus on the REO, short sales, and investment properties. It's a little different than real estate. I've been in real estate in the metro Atlanta area for close to 30 years now. And the traditional companies that I was with before, their time has changed for them quite a bit. It's like taking an oil tanker and turning it around with the current market the way it is. And Atlantic and Pacific, being a relatively new company, just 4.5 years old, they're creating things from the ground up. And with technology that we have today, the business has really changed.
We'll talk about that change, Wayne. Especially, the housing market has gone through some rough times lately. Where was it? Where is it now? Where do you see it going?
Well, back when I got into real estate in the mid '80s, it was at a point where just about anybody that could get out of bed in the morning could make a living in real estate business. And it's not that way anymore. Things have changed to the point that it's a difficult job. It's hard to do, but for those that can get in it and work with the technology that we have today, they can be still very successful. Things have changed to the point that we just don't use paper anymore. And a lot of our clients, especially that are, third, fourth home buyers, they have a difficult time adjusting to the fact that we're not going to show up at your house with a stack of 50 papers to sign. We're going to send you an electronic file. You're going to sign it on a pad of some sort. Even I've got an app on my phone where you can sign contracts on my phone. We don't keep files anymore in our office. I have got files in my basement from 27 years ago that I still have the first file for the first client I ever had. Today, all of our files are stored electronically.
Well, it's amazing with the technology that it almost sounds like it's a virtual office. I mean, if I were to walk into your office or an Atlantic Pacific Real Estate office, would it look any different from other realtors' offices?
Quite a bit. Most people are used to walking in and seeing the bullpen situation where you have the cubes everywhere. We're not that way. All of our agents work independently. They work remotely from their home. Their office address is their home address. I have a broker friend of mine who I worked with for years with a franchise-type company. And unfortunately, with the downturn in the economy, he had to close his office, but he had 100 cubes in his office, and there was not a soul in there. That's because of the change in the market and the way that we do business nowadays.
Wayne Stoneback is our guest here from Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate. Wayne, are there any secrets to success in real estate purchasing or investing these days?
Man, I'm glad you asked that, because nowadays, if you listen to the radio shows, you've always got somebody out there selling a package deal of some sort.
Not this radio show. Let's
not
be clear.
Not this radio other show. Radio not this shows. Radio show. But those other radio shows
exactly.
Out there. And most of those, they they advertise some sort of secret or some sort of special technique for going out there and making a fortune in real estate. There is no secret. And usually if I'm the hardest guy to sell anything to. I've been a salesman for almost 40 years. And so you don't want to come at me with any sort of multi-level marketing program or any or try to sell me anything unless it's Girl Scout cookies. But I'm difficult to sell. And if there is secret somewhere in the title of the company, you might have an issue. Real estate has been the best investment for years, and not just years, but decades. And there is no secret. You buy at the right price, you buy in a good location, you maintain the property, and you will get a return on it. We've seen some unprecedented times here in the past 7 years, but those of us, I've been in my house for over 25 years, I'm not upside down. But if you get on the bandwagon of trying to make quick money in this business, it's very difficult to do, and you have to be willing to take a loss just like you do in any investment, like the stock market.
With that said, Wayne, are there still any good deals out there in the marketplace?
There are. They're fantastic deals, but the most important thing for the investors right now is getting an agent that really knows how to run the numbers and really knows their territory. As I said, we are a internet-based company, and our agents all work independently, but they work within their communities, and they know the values of those properties in those communities. They know the schools. They know what's happening in the area. Crime rate is a big thing, and right now we're having a huge problem with some of the school systems in the metro Atlanta area. And that does have a huge effect, even though you might be working with a young couple that has no kids or an older, some empty nesters. Those are things that really need to be considered, and you have to have an agent that's trained to work with that those types of situations. And it's not so much the case today as it was 15, 20 years ago. People that had different jobs had their real estate license on the side, and they would sell to their friends around the office. You could get away with that 10, 15 years ago. You can't get away with it today. You need a full-time agent that's in the market and knows what they're doing.
All right, we're talking with Wayne Stoneback with Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate. I was watching one of the videos you sent me the other day about your company, and the tagline for Atlantic and Pacific is fuel for your business. Go into that a little bit, Wayne, and explain what that means.
Well, in the real estate industry for years, the agent was and still is an independent contractor, and they work independently, but most real estate companies, they would train an agent. They would say, okay, you take out this advertisement, you send out this postcard, and you will generate your own business. Atlantic and Pacific is different in that we have connections with a lot of the lending institutions that are holding on to these REO or foreclosed properties. And so we will give those out to our agents that go through the training. We have incredible training online at Atlantic and Pacific, but we try to do everything we can to help generate business for those agents that are out in the field to fuel their business. And one thing that I do have to overcome when I'm interviewing agents, and I usually talk to a half dozen agents a week, is they expect to come in the door and be fed the business. And you're not going to be fed. You're going to be given fuel for your business, but it's up to you to put your foot on the accelerator and take that fuel and turn it into a huge business of your own. And quite frankly, the Atlanta office, we have offices all around the country. And we just had the celebration for the top 25 agents in the country, and six of them are here in Atlanta. And it just goes to show you the quality of the agents that we have. But these are people that are out there. They're taking that fuel that they get from the company, those listings or buyers that are signed to them, and they're multiplying those.
Speaking of buyers and potential buyers, we have heard that it is almost impossible these days, unless you have perfect credit, to get financing. Is receiving and getting financing as hard as we're being led to believe?
It's much different than it was 7 years ago. 7 years ago, they had, you know, you heard the term liar loans quite a bit. And people would just say, well, I make X number of dollars and this is my credit. They confirm everything now. But a lot of people have been scared out of the market because they do think it's so difficult. It really isn't. It does seem like a very intrusive process. As a matter of fact, one of our people here in the office is going through a refinance of her personal home, and I went through it myself about 5 years ago. The banks are going to verify everything that you tell them. But if you have a good credit score, you've paid your bills on time, you have good job history, it's very easy to get a loan today, and the interest rates are incredible. I mean, we're in the 3% interest rate. I can't believe it. When I got into real estate back in the mid-'80s, I had people tell me, if the interest rates ever hit 12%, I'm going to buy. You know, right now we're in the threes, and it's actually, if there's a young couple out there that has not bought a house, they really need to look at the opportunities that are out there and take advantage of this market, because this is not going to last.
Might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I said, you know, since I've been in the business, I've never seen prices the way they are. I worked new construction for years, and I know what it costs to build a house. You can buy houses out there today for 20 to 30, 40% below what it actually would cost you to build that house.
Wow, that's amazing. You talked about the company, and it's really not an old company. It hasn't been around that long, but it's really growing and thriving right now. And why is that? Why is Atlantic and Pacific growing while you hear about a lot of other companies letting realtors go, or they're downsizing and so forth, but yet you guys are doing so well? Why is that?
I mean, the main thing is the structure of the company, what we do in providing the fuel for the agents. Most of the companies, especially the ones, the big national brands that have been around for such a long time, they're having a difficult time transitioning to this new market that we're in right now. And Atlantic and Pacific, just being a little over 4 years old, is creating business for their agents. And that's very attractive. I mean, with the market as tough as it is, for someone to say, I'm going to give you this client, that's huge. And we have great support and great training. We have actually doubled in size in the past 13 months.
You work with the banks closely as far as some of the homes that they own, that they've taken over or whatever. So this might be a kind of a tough question, but if the economy, you know, when the housing market does pick up and all of a sudden it gets stronger again, is Atlantic and Pacific positioned to continue its growth? Because right now you're able to work with the banks, and because there's so much distressed homes out there, you've done well in that area. What happens when the market gets healthy again?
When the market gets healthy, this company, being a young company, they have some incredible people that are out there generating different types of business. We're looking at some new home builders again. The new home construction is picking up. I had lunch with one of the fellows from the mortgage company. We are actually partnered with Carrington Mortgage Services, which again is a Carrington family of companies, but they're going to start doing construction financing in the Atlanta area. That again will give us an avenue to get involved in a different angle of the business. But Atlantic and Pacific, we certainly are aware that the REO business is going to slow down. It has slowed down in the past 6 months, but things are going to change, and we're in a position we can evolve with the new business that's coming along.
What I've noticed when I've seen some of the videos of your company is you do stay ahead of the curve, and there is some outside the box thinking, and which is nice, because a lot of the older companies that have been around for you know 100 years, that they're very straightforward in their thinking, and you guys are a little bit about thinking outside the box.
We are, and technology is a huge part of that. 10 years ago, I remember going to a class and they said that 17% of the people look on the internet for a house, and you better get with it. Well, we're internet based. As a matter of fact, here in the office, we don't even have a fax machine. Fax machines, I read an article this morning, and it was talking about 10 pieces of equipment that are going to be history in the next couple of years, and a fax machine is one of them. But the way things are changing, it's very important to stay ahead of that curve, keep learning new processes, and like you said, thinking outside of the box. And we're not a company that has some older politicians running the company that are going to say, you know, if it's not on paper, it's not going to be done. They are thinking, if it's outside the box, let's take a look at it and see if it's something that's going to generate business for our agents.
Again, we're talking with Wayne Stoneback with Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate. For that potential home buyer who's looking at your company, maybe looking at some of the other more traditional real estate companies out there looking to buy a home, explain again what separates you, what makes you different, what differentiates you from your competition.
Again, we have the agents that we have are well-trained on this current market. And I talked to quite a few agents that call me from co-oping companies because they're upset because they did not get the bid on the house. And as a lot of people that are in the market are aware of, homes are going for more than the listed price. Our agents are aware of what the pricing is and what people are going to have to bid to get these properties, and whether it's a walk-away situation. But the agents have done a lot of the REO business. They have. We have a minimum standard of number of transactions that an agent has to have at Atlantic and Pacific. We don't want just bench warmers. So all of our agents have experience in the business. And you know that you're going to be working with an agent that's been on the bank side of the transaction. So we know how the banks work. We know how they negotiate and how they don't negotiate. Years ago, someone had come up with an idea. There was one of these seminars, you know, get rich in the real estate business, and you were supposed to write this letter to the seller. And, of course, you have to keep in mind you're dealing with your typical retail seller who is selling their house and moving on. But you had to write a letter telling them how wonderful you love their house and you would love raising your children there. And you just loved the colors that they painted the house and the decorating that they had. And you were supposed to write this letter. And this letter was going to help you negotiate a better price on this house. Well, dealing with the banks, it's black and white. It's a business. They don't care. They want to sell that property and get the most money out of it they can with the easiest terms. And that's what our agents know how to do.
You've already kind of touched upon how big the company has become right now. Where do you see the company in 5 years? How big will the company become, do you believe?
Well, we are spreading into other markets that we're currently not in, and in the Midwest. We're up and down both East and West Coast and Texas, Oklahoma. But this company is definitely in a growth mode. And it's attributed a lot to the demand for the way that we do business. And we have agencies, franchisees of other companies that are contacting us and saying, you know, how can I get involved with this? Because they see the success of the business model that we have.
That's wonderful. For those that are interested in finding out more about your company or potentially looking to buy a new home or a home from one of the banks, how would they get in touch with you guys?
Best way to reach us is we have a 24/7 call center that is located in California. And that number there is 678-799-7929. Again, that's 678-799-7929. And if you're looking for a property in Georgia or any other part of the country, call there and they can put you in contact with myself or with any of the agents that work in any of our areas.
How about a website? Is there a website you would want to direct people to?
Yes, the Atlantic and Pacific website is the acronym for the company. It's APREUS.com. And one thing about our website that people will notice when they go on there is we have a smart search. You know, most of the real estate websites that you go onto, you have to pick a price range and bedrooms and bathrooms and a zip code. you actually type in like you would on Google, I want a three-bedroom, two-bath house for under $100,000 in Stone Mountain, and it will actually pull that apart, separate it, and pull it up, and the reporting there is just incredible.
That's great. Wayne, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, Wayne Stoneback with Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate. Our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio is the President and Artistic Director with the Live Arts Theater, Becca Parker. Hi there, Becca. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Tell us all about the Live Arts Theater.
Okay, well, Live Arts Theater is a 501c3 nonprofit community theater. We are currently based out of Buford, and we specialize in connecting people to opportunities to grow and find enjoyment in the arts.
How did the Live Arts Theater get started? Tell us about the history.
We actually started in back in 1993 as a group called County Seat Players, and they were actually one of the oldest community theater groups in continuous existence for Gwinnett County. And they did all kinds of shows through the years. Flash forward to 2009, and my husband and I moved here. And County Seat Players was experiencing need for change. They were actually getting ready to dissolve their operations. And my husband and I couldn't let that happen. So what we did is we took over the company. We moved it up to Buford because there currently was absolutely nothing in that end of the county for theater. So we decided to open up opportunities for the people of Northern Gwinnett County.
Wow. So you saw something and you didn't want to let it die and you wanted to build it up, and because it's something obviously that you're passionate about and something that you love. How can people get involved if they want to find, you know, I want to get involved with the Live Arts Theater. Are you looking for folks?
Absolutely. One of the neat things about a community-based theater is that everyone that helps the show go on is local. So I'm not one of the theaters that just heads to New York or heads to Atlanta to find actors. We use local people. And in our current show right now, I have everything from high school students all the way up to a guy who programs computers by day on my stage. And we've got somebody's grandmother organizing our props backstage. So really, anybody who wants to get involved, we would love to have you. And there is something for absolutely everybody.
And if not, you'll find something for somebody if they want to volunteer their time or be a part of this.
Absolutely.
How do you guys get your funding? How do you survive?
Well, that's always a challenge for a nonprofit. We are also one of the only community theaters in the area that does not charge a fee to participate in our production. So if you're cast in our production, there's no fee at all. So funding is always a challenge. What do? We do a lot of fundraisers. We have a membership program.
If you ever sell like Girl Scout cookies, the guy over here on the other side of the table is a willing buyer.
I can definitely hook him up with some Girl Scout cookies. We have several Girl Scouts.
As am I, by the way. Cookies are sweets, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I have plenty of Girl Scouts in my cast that would love to sell you some cookies. But given that we are 501c3, I actually am able to apply for grants. So that's been a new experience for us. Hopefully that will come through. We have a membership program where for a fee, people can become members of Live Arts Theater. When you become a member of Live Arts Theater, every single penny that you give us goes into producing our shows and programs. So we absolutely rely on our members. We also rely on the business community. We sell ads in our programs, and we actually sell sponsorships to our shows. So your company can actually sponsor a show, and you would then get a certain number of tickets to your night at the theater. So you'd be on the headline of our poster, and you'd be helping us serve the community.
We're talking with Becca Parker. She's the president and artistic director for the Live Arts Theater. As you talked about, there are some other theaters around the county, but just not serving the Buford area. Where is your home right now? I know a lot of these others that have been in Gwinnett County, they started small, they were in temporary places, and then they eventually grew into some really nice places where they now perform. Where are you guys at right now, and what are your goals?
We are a very young organization. Like I said before, we went into our reorganization in 2009, going through 2010. That took about a year to do all the nonprofit paperwork to get the name changed and all that good stuff. And then we produced our first season in 2011-12. So we're now in the middle of our second season. We actually currently do not have a permanent home. We are in the process of looking for one. That is one of our priorities. So as of right now, we have our auditions in local hotels that are wonderful about sharing their space with us. We rehearse in people's basements. We rehearse in local churches, local schools, wherever we can find a place. And then we actually perform. We've performed in restaurants. We've performed outside in parks. Sometimes other theaters will be nice and will share their space with us so that we can perform. So it's a challenge, but we're making it happen, and we're hoping that we can grow and have our own space very soon.
Wow, that's amazing. You mentioned you're in your second season. Talk about some of your productions, maybe some of the stuff you've done in the past, some of the stuff you're doing now, and what you'd like to see in the future.
Okay. Well, the neat thing about our productions is that community theater really attracts all types. In our first production of the first season, which was a show called Don't Drink the Water, we actually had everyone from a man in his 60s who had never been on stage before, to a retired Broadway director, to a college student that is now working at the Roundabout Theater in New York. So really, we attract all types. So that's one of the neat things about us. This season, we typically do a four-show season. So this right now, we are in the third show of our second season. Earlier this season, we did a comedy play in conjunction with Fifth Row Center called The Foreigner. And one of our actors actually won a Broadway World in Atlanta award for Best Actor for that show. So we were kind of proud of that. Our second show of the season was called Anne Frank and Me. It was a regional premiere. The show had actually never been done in this area before, so that was kind of cool for us. That was actually our show that features young actors. We do one of those every year, where we feature specifically the kids. Our third show is coming up here in May, the 9th through the 19th. It's called The Importance of Being Earnest, and it is a comedy. So definitely look for that one, and then we'll close out our season with our musical, which is called Company.
Interesting. So you take all types. So if somebody's like, you know, a budding actor or actress, and they really want to be serious about it, and that's their career path, they would be a great person for you. And then possibly someone like myself and Wayne, if we just have this little acting bug and we want to get up on stage, we'd be welcome as well?
Absolutely. We take everybody. We actually have a small core of professional teaching artists. Those are the people that have degrees in theater, have been doing it for a really long time, and it's their life calling. They work in many venues all around Atlanta. And our core actually acts as teaching artists. So if you want to learn how to act, you would come and we would teach you. And we actually have one young lady right now going through our program that thinks she might want to be a director. So she's actually working with me to co-direct the show to learn what a director does and to see if that might be something she wants to do.
All right. And speaking of you, Becca, tell us about your past. You've been involved in stuff like this for a long time. You've done everything from A to Z. Let's hear all about Becca Parker.
Okay. Well, I have been passionate about theater my whole life. It is my absolute life's calling. I graduated from Shenandoah Conservatory up in Winchester, Virginia in 2003 with a degree in music and musical theater. And I've been following that path ever since. I teach theater. I direct. I act. I've pretty much been all over the country, but my husband grew up in Gwinnett County, and we have kind of come back here specifically with the goal of bringing the arts to the community that he grew up in, and I'm so happy to be here.
And I guess one of the most important things you have to have, which we haven't mentioned yet, is a very supportive spouse.
Oh, yes.
A lot of companies in the Gwinnett County, of course, you listen to our show and have been on the show in the past. Talk about how they could be involved if they wanted to help out. What can you offer to the Gwinnett business community?
What we can offer the Gwinnett business community is they can actually help in many different ways. We have between 300 and 1,000 patrons that actually come to see our shows, depending on which venue we happen to be using and how many performances it's running for, and every one of those patrons gets a playbill. So if you were to put an ad in our playbill, you would be, one, supporting a local nonprofit that is directly serving the community. All those advertising dollars stay right here in Gwinnett County, and you're putting the name and logo of your business directly into the hands of your patrons. And a little known fact is many of our patrons regularly shop and dine at those businesses because they are supporting the arts. The people that are coming to our shows and are involved in our shows are passionate about the arts, and if a business is supporting that passion, they're actually more likely to go use that business.
And we are happy to be able to get the word out about the Live Arts Theater here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Where do you see yourself in 5 years in a perfect world? Where would you like things to be?
Okay. In a perfect world, we definitely want to be in our own space because that would give us a permanent location from which to serve the community. It would also help us with growing our audience. And what we really want to see is as many people as possible in Northern Gwinnett County being able to find enjoyment in the arts. Because one of the things that we've had is people will come up to us after the show and say, I've never seen that before. That was the coolest thing I've ever done. So we really want to be able to extend that opportunity to people who may not be able to get down to Atlanta and go to the Fox.
And obviously you believe things like music and the arts and theater, very important part of every community.
Absolutely.
Talk about how people can get in touch with you if they want to find out more. I hope there's a website that you've got together now. So tell us about the website, phone numbers, anything for people to be able to reach out to you and find out more.
Okay. Well, as of right now, we are a very new organization, so we do not have a permanent phone number. We're actually using my phone number, which I'm comfortable giving out,
okay,
to get directly in touch with me. And my cell is 603-867-2200. And that will actually put you a direct line to me. And we also have a recording on that number based on telling everybody what's going on. We also have a website. Our website is Live Arts Theater, and it's spelled theatre.org. There is no www before that. That will take you to the Live Arts Theater of Charlottesville, Virginia, and that probably wouldn't help you too much. But everything we do is on our website.
Okay, so livearts.org, and don't do the dub-dub-dub before that, or you'll be heading up to Virginia. It'll be a long road trip. Becca Parker with Live Arts Theater, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, once again, a big thank you to both our guests, both Becca Parker with Live Arts Theater and Wayne Stoneback with Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. My co-host, Stephen Julian, will be back next time. Until then, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.